ॐ जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः। ॐ आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्प्राणश्चक्षुः श्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्मोपनिषदं माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्यां मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणं मे अस्तु। तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति 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 हरिः। ॐ ॐ मे मै लिम्स् स्पीच् वैटल् फोर्स् ऐस् इयर्स् एज् आल्सो स्ट्रेन्थ् अण्ड् आल् दि आर्गन्स् बिकम् वेल् डेवलप्ड्। Everything is the Brahman revealed in the Upanishads. May I not deny Brahman? May not Brahman deny me? Let there be no spurning of me by Brahman. Let there be no rejection of Brahman by me. May all the virtues that are spoken of in the Upanishads repose in me, who am engaged in the pursuit of the Self. May they repose in me. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. So, we have been discussing section 14th of chapter 8, a last chapter in the Chandogya Upanishad. What did we discuss? Prajapati is telling, this is called Khila Kanda or Upasana Kanda. Assorted subjects are here. Who are the authors? Again, the rishis only. So, this is one of the highest prayers as well as upasana, meditation. How can we meditate upon the formless aspect of Brahman? The utmost we can imagine Brahman to be space. There are many similarities between the Atman and space. What are the similarities? Brahman is infinite. Space also looks like infinite, not really infinite. As I explained earlier, that which is created, every created object makes a division called creator and created, subject and object. And when there are two, then that is a limitation. But for practical purposes, being the subtlest, so Akasha is the highest symbol. We cannot go beyond that. So we are forced to meditate upon Brahman, remembering or superimposing the qualities of space, Akasha, on Brahman. This is how Brahman should be. So Akasha is one without a second. Remember, when Akasha was created, that was the first creation. There was nothing else besides it. So, another name for Akasha should be Saguna Brahma. Different scriptures call them Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, Ishwara, Saguna Brahma, etc. And from Akasha, slowly it manifested or it grossified itself as the other four elements. Let us remember, space itself is the first element, created element. That is what we saw in the 14th section, only one mantra, Akashavai Nama Rupayo Nirvahita Te Yad Antara Tad Brahma Tad Amrutam Sa Atma. This mantra in the 14th section can be divided into three separate sections. It means three separate ideas are posited in this mantra. So this is the first idea, that
Akasha, equivalent to Atma, is the creator, the sustainer, and the dissoluter of everything that came out of it. Just as if we remove the clay, every pot will disappear. If we remove gold, every ornament will disappear. We can add any number of examples. If water is removed, all waves, all bubbles, everything will disappear. So this is the first idea, and that is Brahma, that is immortal, deathless, because death indicates birth or creation. Since Akasha, here it is only as an example, but it means Brahma really. So this Akasha Nama Brahma is the creator, is the sustainer of every name and form. That means every created object is called Namarupa, nothing but Namarupa. The whole world is nothing but names, forms, of course, utilities. Sa Atma, Tad Brahma, Tad Amrutam, Sa Atma. This is the first idea in this one mantra, in this 14th section. Then there is a prayer. It is a beautiful prayer. Prajapatehe Sabham Veshma Prapadye Ishoham Bhavami. The sadhaka, who is the contemplator of the Saguna Brahma, and in this instance, it is called Akasho Nama Saguna Brahma. When he is contemplating, what is his prayer? I started contemplating on this Brahma. Therefore, I would like to be nearer to him. Sabham Veshma Prapadye. Let me approach him nearer and nearer, still nearer. Sabha means a hall, Veshma, that house. I would like to be where Brahma is residing, Brahmapuri, Prapadye. And I would like to, Prapadye, word Prapadya, I surrender myself. I pray to the Lord. I would like to approach him nearer to him. And then having approached, what does the sadhaka, spiritual practitioner, want to become? Yasho aham bhavami. The literal meaning of yasha means fame. May I be well known. May my name and fame spread. But this dictionary meaning is not going to help us here, because when the spiritual practitioner approaches nearer and nearer Brahma, he becomes Brahman. That's how we use in English. One N is added to separate Brahma the creator from the supreme reality called Brahman or Atman. So he says, let me become famous. Yashaha means fame, name. Everybody should know about me. Everybody should be aware of me. But then that meaning is meaningless. Therefore he says, Yashaha. Shankaracharya interprets this word Yashaha as Brahma. Another name for Brahma is Ishaha. Ishaha means Atma. Ishaha means Brahman. What does it mean? Aham Yasho Bhavami. May I become Brahma. Why? Because Prajapati. Here Prajapati means what? Brahma only. So, as I approach Brahma through my contemplation, may I become Brahma. And this is also interpreted in two ways. If the practitioner, spiritual aspirant, is a contemplator of Saguna Brahma, of the Brahman with qualities, then he, this Brahmaloka, the highest enjoyable world, may I enter into that highest world, may I enjoy, may I become Brahma, and may I obtain gradually liberation, Krama Mukti. But there are people who must have experienced all these things. This, I have nothing to do with Brahmaloka. I want to go straight to Brahman and become one with Brahman. And here, Yashaha means, may I become Brahman. How does this word fame, how can it be equated with Brahman? For that, there are Upanishads and certain places it is also mentioned. Yasha means Atma, Yasha means Brahman. So, may I attain atonement, completely become one with Brahman, Ishoham Bhavami. And once the aspirant becomes one with Brahman, then as if that any name and fame, anything that belongs to anybody, either in the past, present and future, it all belongs to Brahman only. This is what we see in the Bhagavad Gita, the almost concluding shloka in the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, talking about Vibhuti. Yad yad vibhuti matsatvam srimad urjitam evava tatta deva mama tejo amsha sambhav. So Arjuna, wherever you see some speciality, specially manifestation of me, that's my vibhuti, my glory. My glory means just like sun and sunlight, just like fire and the burning power of fire, God and His glory, Brahman and its glory are not separate. So, Yesha means here Brahman, Saha Aham, Yeshasam, Yeshaha, Brahmananam. So, if there are excellent Brahmanas who are well known for their excellent qualities, that is called Brahmananam Yashaha. There are glorious Brahmanas. Rajnam Yashaha. There are glorious kings, emperors. Even today we remember great emperors for certain qualities. So Julius Caesar we remember. Alexander the Great we remember. Napoleon the Great we remember. In India, Ashoka the Emperor we remember. So whomsoever people remember, a large number of people for a longer period of time, they must have some special quality, and that is called Yashaha. Visham Yashaha. There are some business people who are extraordinarily talented. They very soon become the richest people because all these things, they require intelligence. Without that intelligence, without diligence, without appropriate self-sacrifice of time, energy, one cannot manifest that quality. Whatever we manifest, it is as Brahman, as potential Brahman. We all have that one. But because of this, our self-effort, it becomes manifested. And this person, he says, I am approaching Brahman. As I approach Brahman, I get more and more glory. That means I reflect more and more glory of Brahman. And finally, when I become one, everything is the glory of Brahman. Glory we should not mistake only for name and fame. Whatever exists, that is the glory of Brahman. That is the characteristic of Brahman. Wherever there is consciousness manifested in the form of knowledge, so the first is Sat, pure existence. Sat, truth. Sat, holiness, purity. Then the next is knowledge. Not only worldly knowledge, but every sort of knowledge. That means I become like Mother Saraswati, like the goddess of wisdom. The word wisdom is more important, and we should use that word rather than knowledge. Most knowledge people will be learned fools. But here we are thinking that the person who could manifest not only secular knowledge but spiritual knowledge by realizing I am Brahman. So such a person, I am that person, I am such a person because I have become one with Brahman. And this also has a point which we have to keep in mind. If somebody is a computer expert, that is also Brahman's glory. Somebody is a very skillful pickpocket, that is also a skill. That skill, skillfulness is God, God's knowledge. But the person is using that knowledge for the sake of some desire in a wrong way, that is a separate issue. Knowledge is a separate issue. How we use that knowledge is a separate issue altogether. So, we see sometimes that there were what is called hackers. They hack banks and then they also get a lot of money. And the banks do not reveal that we will not release your files until you pay so much of money. And they are forced to do because they cannot wait. So this is how we will have to understand this one. So whatever existence, whatever knowledge means manifestation of more consciousness, that is my glory because I am not separate from Brahman. Similarly, wherever you see a person is more happy, he is experiencing what is called ananda. And every day, every creature experiences during the deep sleep state, that is called ananda. So, this second part of this 14th, the mantra in the 14th section, it is expressing, this is, I am Brahman, I realized Brahman, so I have become one with Brahman, and then I come back and I look, the whole universe is but nothing but my glory, and the whole universe is nothing but Sat, Chit and Ananda. This is the result of my realization. That is what he wants to say, Aham Anuprapatsi. Literally it means, may I obtain the glory, but really it means, before becoming Brahman, one with Brahman, I can only pray. But after realizing that I am Brahman, naturally, there is nothing else excepting me. Everything is me. Aham, Sarvam, I am everything. That knowledge will come. That is being expressed here. Like we saw in the Taittiriya Upanishad also. So, a great rishi, he said, Aham rikshasya reriva, I am the very root of the tree called the world. Kirti prishtham gireriva, and my name and fame, my glory has no limit. It has reached to the highest peak. Exactly the same sentiments are expressed there also. So, aham prapatsi, that means, may I become Brahman. And once I become Brahman, I know I am Brahman. Not becoming means I was not Brahman. I did so much of austerity, spiritual practice. Then somehow I became Brahman. That's a wrong idea according to the Upanishads. I was, am and will be Brahman. But temporarily I have forgotten. Now I removed that maya, ignorance. Now I know I was always, I am, I will be Brahman only. And this would be the, and this should be the experience of oneness with Brahman. And then he says, he has, as if he realized, Sa ha aham yashasam yashaha, I am the glory of the glories. That means every glory that we experience is a manifestation of Brahman. Yashasam yashaha, I am the glory of all glories. That original glory and which is manifesting in every other glory, as every other glory, as Brahman. That is that Brahman I am. This is the second part, which is a beautiful part. Actually, this is what we are also praying. Asat Oma Sadgamaya, Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityorma Mrutangamaya. Even though we do not use those exact phrases to translate this meaning of this one, what it means is, may I become Brahman and may I realize that the whole universe is nothing but my glory and there is no individuality there. The whole of the universe is me. And then as a result of this realization, what happens? I am not going to have any future births. That is beautifully explained in the third part of this only mantra in this 14th section. Shetam adatkam adatkam shetam lindu ma abhigam lindu ma abhigam. I already mentioned the meaning, you should always at least remember by going through once, then it would be easier. Shyatam means reddish white. Adatkam, that which does not have any teeth. Adatkam, dat means danta. Adatkam means no teeth. Shyatam means a peculiar color, so reddish white. Lindu means slippery. What is that? This is the where from we all come, the female generative organ indicating birth, indicating womb. Therefore, ma abhigam means may I never enter. Lindu ma abhigam, may I never enter. But here we have to understand, I have been born, I suffered a lot, and I had enough of this birth and death. Therefore, I do not wish to be born again. That is called mumukshutvam, deep desire for liberation. And this person, through wonderful traditional teaching, through a Sadguru, about which we will talk in the last and next mantra. So, I have realized now, by the grace of God, by the grace of my teacher, by the grace of the scripture, and by the grace of the traditional teaching, that I am Brahman, but I did not know. I thought I was a human being or any being, but in human life only I become aware that I have a birth, I have growth, there's continuously I am changing, and one day I will get rid of all these bodies, not only the physical body, all the other four bodies also, which are called panchakoshas. So, may I not be reborn. And since birth comes from the womb, therefore it is said, it is described, the womb represented by the generative organ, shetam adatkam, and slippery. Very interesting word, because if it is not slippery, we will never be able to come out. Our operation had to be done to bring us out. Nowadays, that is what is happening. So, the meaning of this mantra in the 14th section is, first of all, may I realize Brahman, then may I become one with Brahman, and may I manifest, may I understand, everything that is manifested in this world is nothing but the glory of Brahman. It is not necessary somebody should become very famous, well-known. Anything, even if a small pebble exists, that is also, that existence itself is a glory of God only, glory of Brahman only. So, may I realize that I am everything. Sarvam kalvidam Brahma, may I realize. And the person has realized. And if I realized, what happens? I will never be reborn. So, before realization, that is my earnest prayer, which is called mumukshutvam. After realization, I know I am not going to be reborn. So, you see, if we have to wrap up this particular mantra, that I was Brahman, I manifested as Akasha, and then from me, the whole universe has come, and therefore, whatever is in the universe is my glory, and since it is my glory, there is nothing that is desirable by me. I am Purna Kamaha. All my desires are completely fulfilled. So, there is no more chance of my again being what we call having rebirth. So, again he says, according to Hindu scripture, all human beings are divided into Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, and each one is greater, or the higher caste manifests more glory of Brahman in the form of Sat, Chit and Ananda, or at least should, and it is nothing but me. That means, may I become one with everybody, and after realization, I am everybody. That would be the essence of this one. And once I attain that one, the question of rebirth doesn't rise at all. And then it is repeated, may I not be reborn, may I not enter into the womb. So twice it is, ma abhigam, lindu, ma abhigam, ma abhigam. This repetition is often to indicate that particular section or chapter or the entire book is closed. It is that subject is over. So it is also, it means rebirth is a source of evil, and by God's grace, I know I was not born, so I will not be born. That is a taken for granted experience by realizing I am Brahman. That is the essence of the 14th section. Now we enter the last 15th section, and here also one mantra is there. And then this mantra, the essence of this mantra is the attainment of Brahmaloka. Remember, Brahmaloka means the world of Brahman has been interpreted, as I just now mentioned few minutes back, in two ways. For the contemplator of Saguna Brahma, personal God, such a person, if he is successful in that contemplation, he becomes identified with Brahma the creator. That is called attainment of Brahmaloka, and he will experience all the bliss of Brahma the creator, which means actually Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara, because one person according to three different activities will be known by three different names. They are not three different persons. The whole burden of our Hindu scriptures, especially of the Upanishads, is there is only one reality. There are not multiple realities. So I gave many times the example. Any number of times we have to repeat until the idea sinks into the depths of our consciousness. If there is a person and he is a doctor, and when he is treating patients, he will be called doctor. And the same person, he will be doing some money transactions. He will be a businessman, for example. If he goes for swimming, he is called a swimmer. If he enters into a club, he is a club member. If he is enjoying the company of his family, he is a family man. One and the same person, depending upon what type of activities the person is found to be at that very moment, that person will be called by that particular name to distinguish him. So a family man at that time is not a doctor, is not a swimmer, is not a club member, etc. So attainment of Brahmaloka means what? If a person doesn't have that highest concept, he wants to attain oneness with Brahma the creator, Brahma or Vishnu the maintainer, or Shiva. That is why all Hindu devotees mainly are divided into Vaishnavas, followers of Vishnu, Shaivas, the devotees of Shiva, and Shaktas, of course, the devotees of Mother, Divine Mother. So Divine Mother is Prakruti. Prakruti represents three gunas, and three gunas represent Brahma, represents Sattva, Vishnu represents Rajas, and Shiva represents Tama, not in the negative sense, but in a very positive sense. That is why Nataraja is a wonderful symbol. If opportunity comes, we'll talk about it later on. But what is meant here is that those Saguna Brahma Upasakas, those who contemplate on the personal God, they become one with personal God, and that is called Brahman Brahma Loka. But if the same person had enough in the past verse, he develops Tivra Vairagya, utmost dispassion, and he says, I don't want to again to Brahmaloka, I want to attain oneness, complete identity with Brahman. And such a person goes to or becomes Brahman, and that is also called Brahmaloka, or the status of Brahman. As Bhagavad Gita says, that is the highest reality, highest place. And once a person attains that one, there is no question of coming back. That means there is no rebirth at all, because he has realized the truth. His ignorance is completely destroyed. He will not come back. First, we desire not to come back. But there are two types of people. Some people say, gradually, I will go to higher and still higher and still higher loka. That is for one type of mentality. They are called Saguna Brahma contemplators. But there are some people who say, I don't want to go anywhere. I want to know I am Brahman here and now. And such people are called Nirguna Brahma Upasakas. This 15th section, it wants to describe that state of Brahman or whichever it is. But what is common, one attains liberation gradually, another attains liberation while living, which is called Jivan Mukti, or as soon as the body falls, which is called Videha Mukti. But for some people, because of some latency, latent samskaras, which they are not able to overcome while living in this human body, they will go to higher lokas. Then the limitation is nothing but desire, subtle, subtlest, very subtle desire, and that will be fulfilled. He will not come back to the earth. That is called gradual liberation, or popularly known as Krama Mukti. Now, in this 15th section, two points are emphasized, very, very important to take note of them. First, nobody can realize that I am Brahman unless he becomes a follower. He must have a Sadguru, real Guru, and he must follow Parampara, Guru, Shishya, Sampradaya. Very, very important. So that is the first point. So, the first part of the mantra, it beautifully, it outlines this Guru Parampara system. How important is the Guru, and knowledge without Guru, he is not saying almost impossible, he says it is impossible. That is the first point. We have to note down. It will be easy for us then to understand. Second point is how to conduct one's life. So the whole of Hindu Shastra is only an explanation. What is the goal, or what is your nature, and what should be the goal of life, and how one should attain one's own nature, or that is called attainment of goal. That is what Swami Vivekananda beautifully explained. Each soul is potentially divine, is the very first teaching of our scriptures. And that is what is called Dharma Sthapana. Dharma means, first meaning of dharma is what is one's own true real nature. For example, sweetness is the very nature of sweet. If you remove sweetness from a sweet, it won't be a sweet. If you remove bitterness from a bitter gourd, it will not be bitter at all. So you go on adding any number of examples. That is the first primary meaning of the word dharma. So, that is why Swami Vivekananda says, each soul is potentially divine. And if we believe in the scriptures, and that is the root cause of all spiritual practice in every religion, and that is what the first point, man has fallen from paradise. What is paradise? My nature is to be with God, in dualistic terms, and to be with God is called paradise, and for whatever reason, I have fallen from that state, and then I acquired knowledge. Here, knowledge means ignorance. I have fallen into ignorance. Ignorance creates duality. So, I am male, you are female. This is happiness, that is unhappiness. This is good, that is evil, etc. Every object in this world has its opposite, which defines this particular object. For example, as many times I told, I am repeating it so many times, you will not know what is happiness unless you know what is unhappiness. You will not know what is heat unless you know what is cold. You will not know what is death unless you know what is birth and vice versa. So, unless we know paradise, we don't know what is not paradise. So, we will not know what is bondage unless we know what is called freedom. And we always, we are praying, let me be free from this bondage. Tamasoma Jyotirgamaya. And unless we know that our nature is unbroken happiness, we will never desire it. This is a fundamental principle of Vedanta. No one can desire what the person is not. I want to be happy because my nature is happiness. I desire knowledge because knowledge is my nature. I want to exist without interruption, without change, because my nature is existence. No desire. Prayer means desire. Prayer means for the fulfillment of desire. We pray to a higher being. I'm not able to get my desire fulfilled, but if you bestow upon me, then I will be able to get it. But the desire itself is making us turn towards God. And desire means, what does one desire? A person doesn't desire something other than oneself only. One cannot desire what is not oneself. This is a beautiful point. I wish you keep in your mind. If I am Brahman, I can only desire to be Brahman. And since Brahman is Sat, beyond mortality, Chit, pure consciousness, Ananda, in eternal bliss, I will never be able to crave for these three things. Three in one, one in three. So, that is the first point. What is the second point? Now, I know I am not Brahman. Somehow I have fallen into the trap to thinking that I am not Brahman. So, what is my nature? I should be anatma, non-Brahman. But I don't accept it because unconsciously, let me not die, let me not be ignorant, let me never suffer. That indicates profusely, without any doubt, that my real nature is all these Sat, Chit, Ananda. That's why I keep that point. Nobody desires anything to be anything other than oneself. Everybody desires automatically, all the time. The search may be in a wrong direction, but the desire indicates our true nature. So, that is what Swamiji is second. The goal of life is to manifest that potential divinity, make the potentiality actual, real. And how to manifest that reality, either through work or worship or philosophy or through willpower by one or more or all of these, and be free. This is the essence of all scriptures. So everybody has fallen from that paradise. They want to go back. Whether you study Christian scriptures or Islamic scriptures, they accept there is God. God means paradise. Paradise means these three, Sat, Chit, Ananda. And I want to be there so that I will be myself. But that is explained in different ways. So, the second point is how to conduct one's life by following the four ashrama dharmas in order to attain this Brahman. And this is where what is called ashrama dharmas are coming, beautifully explained here. And then he says, one who really strives hard and he practices all the dharmas, going one after the other, from the student life, then the householder's life, then the semi-retirement life, and complete renunciation or complete surrender to God, one will regain one's own nature by knowing that I am Brahman. And then once that knowledge comes, Brahmalokam Abhisampadyate, he attains to that Brahmaloka. What does that Brahmaloka signify? Nacha punaravartate, నచ పునరావర్తతే. హీ విల్ నాట్ బి కమింగ్ బ్యాక్, దట్ మీన్స్ హీ విల్ బి లిబరేటెడ్, హీ విల్ నాట్ బి కమింగ్ బ్యాక్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎసెన్స్. ఫస్ట్ పాయింట్ ఈజ్ దట్ వన్ కెనాట్ రియలైజ్ వన్స్ ట్రూ నేచర్ అన్లెస్ దెర్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రాపర్ గైడ్ హూ నోస్ వాట్ హీస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ అండ్ గైడ్స్ అస్. సెకండ్లీ, హౌ టు ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ ది టీచింగ్ హౌ టు కండక్ట్ వన్స్ ఓన్ లైఫ్. వీ హ్యావ్ సీన్ దట్ ది స్టూడెంట్ అబౌట్ టు రిటర్న్ సమావర్తన ఫ్రమ్ ది గురుకుల, ఫ్రమ్ ది హౌస్ ఆఫ్ ది గురు బ్యాక్ టు హోమ్ టు ఎంటర్ ఇన్ టు మోస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఎన్ ఇన్ టు ది మ్యారీడ్ లైఫ్ గృహస్థాశ్రమ అండ్ దెన్ హౌ టు గో ఇన్ టు ది వానప్రస్థ అండ్ హౌ టు బికమ్ ఎ సన్యాసి అండ్ హౌ టు కండక్ట్ వన్స్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ బ్యూటిఫుల్లీ డిపిక్టెడ్. సో మెనీ టైమ్స్ వీ డిస్కస్డ్ ఎస్పెషల్లీ ది 11th సెక్షన్ ఆఫ్ ది ఫస్ట్ చాప్టర్ ఆఫ్ తైత్రీయ ఉపనిషత్ అండ్ మోర్ ఆర్ లెస్ దీస్ ఆర్ ది 2 పాయింట్స్ అండ్ వన్ హూ ఫాలోస్ దీస్ టీచింగ్స్ ఏష ఆదేశ ఏష ఉపదేశ సచ్ ఎ పర్సన్ విల్ నెవర్ బి రీబోర్న్ అగైన్. హీ బికమ్స్ ఫ్రీ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ది గోల్ వై వీఆర్ లిసనింగ్ టు దీస్ టాక్స్, వై వీఆర్ స్టడీయింగ్, వై వీ టేక్ ఇనిషియేషన్, వై వీ ప్రాక్టీస్ ఎవరీ డే పూజ జప ధ్యాన పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎసెన్స్ అండ్ వన్స్ యూ కీప్ దీస్ పాయింట్స్ ఇన్ మైండ్ ఇట్ విల్ బి వెరీ ఈజీ ఫర్ అస్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్. నౌ వీ విల్ ఎంటర్ అండ్ బ్రీఫ్లీ డిస్కస్ దిస్ మంత్ర. తద్వై తత్ ఏతత్ బ్రహ్మ ప్రజాపతయ ఉవాచ. ప్రజాపతి మనవే మనుః ప్రజాభ్య. వాట్ ఈజ్ దిస్ గురు శిష్య, దట్ ఈజ్ టీచర్ స్టూడెంట్ సంప్రదాయ మీన్స్ ట్రెడిషన్, బికాస్ దెర్ మస్ట్ బి సంబడి హూ నోస్ ఫస్ట్, దెర్ ఇస్ ఎ ఫస్ట్ పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ది సీక్రెట్ ఆఫ్ ది స్క్రిప్చర్ అండ్ దెన్ ఓన్లీ ఆఫ్టర్ హీజ్ గెయినింగ్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ హీ విల్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ హిజ్ ఇన్ఫినిట్ లవ్, నాట్ కంపాషన్. కంపాషన్ ఈజ్ ఫర్ దోస్ హూ ఆర్ నాట్ మీ. లవ్, ఇన్ఫినిట్ లవ్ ఈజ్ ఐఎమ్ ఓన్లీ టీచింగ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈజ్ నన్ అదర్ దాన్ మై ఓన్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్. తద్ హి ఏతత్ తద్ తద్ధై తత్ బ్రహ్మ. ఏర్ బ్రహ్మ మీన్స్ ది ఫస్ట్ మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మన్ కాల్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ది క్రియేటర్ అండ్ వీ గెట్ ఇట్ ఇన్ ముండక ఆల్సో, వీ గట్ ఇట్ ఈవెన్ ఇన్ చాందోగ్య ఆల్సో. ప్రజాపతయ ఉవాచ, హీ టాట్ ప్రజాపతి. ప్రజాపతిస్ టు హీజ్ డిసైపుల్స్ హీజ్ క్రియేషన్స్. ఉవాచ మీన్స్ టాట్. ది లిటరల్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ఉవాచ మీన్స్ హీ స్పోక్. సంజయ్ ఉవాచ, అర్జున ఉవాచ, లైక్ దట్. బట్ హియర్ ఇట్ మీన్స్ టీచింగ్ ఇస్ హైయెస్ట్ టీచింగ్. అండ్ దెన్ వాట్ హ్యాపెండ్, బ్రహ్మ పాస్డ్ ఆన్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు హిజ్ డిసైపుల్స్ ఆర్ చిల్డ్రన్ బికాస్ ది చిల్డ్రన్ ఆర్ హిజ్ ఓన్ క్రియేషన్ అండ్ దే బికేమ్ ది డిసైపుల్స్ అండ్ వాట్ డిడ్ దే డూ ఇన్ దేర్ టర్న్. ప్రజాపతి మనవే. సో దిస్ ప్రజాపతి హీ పాస్ దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ టు మనవే. మనహ మీన్స్ మను. మను మీన్స్ ది ఇన్ఛార్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ వరల్డ్, జస్ట్ లైక్ ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఆఫ్ అమెరికా, జస్ట్ లైక్ ప్రైమ్ మినిస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా, ప్రెసిడెంట్ ఆఫ్ ఫ్రాన్స్ ఎట్సెట్రా ఎట్సెట్రా. హీ హూ రూల్స్ దిస్ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఎట్ ఏ పర్టికులర్ టైమ్ హీఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఎ మను. దట్స్ వై ది ఆఫ్ స్ప్రింగ్ ఆఫ్ మను ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ మానవాహ. అండ్ దెన్ దట్ మను ఇన్ హిస్ టర్న్ హీ రియలైజ్డ్ ది ట్రూత్ అండ్ పాస్డ్ ఇట్ ఆన్ టు హోమ్ ప్రజాభ్య. ప్రజా నార్మల్లీ మీన్స్ పీపుల్ బట్ హియర్ సిటిజన్స్, బట్ హియర్ ప్రజా మీన్స్ వాట్ చిల్డ్రన్ బికాస్ మను క్రియేటెడ్ మానవాస్ అండ్ దెన్ హీ టాట్ టు హిజ్ చిల్డ్రన్ అండ్ దెన్ ఇన్ కోర్స్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్ దే బికమ్ మల్టిప్లైడ్. సో సమ్ పీపుల్ మే నాట్ బి డైరెక్ట్లీ రిలేటెడ్ సో దే కమ్ టు దిస్ బ్రహ్మ ఆర్ మను అండ్ దెన్ దే సిట్ దేర్, దే ఆర్ కాల్డ్ డిసైపుల్స్. ఇఫ్ వన్స్ ఓన్ చిల్డ్రన్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో కాల్డ్ డిసైపుల్స్ బికాస్ హూ ఎవర్ సిట్స్ ఈజ్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్ ఫర్ ది పర్పస్ ఆఫ్ లెర్నింగ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఈజ్ ఎ స్టూడెంట్ ఓన్లీ. సో ది డిజైర్ ఫర్ స్టడీ అండ్ ఎక్విజిషన్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఈజ్ కాల్డ్ స్టూడెంట్ అండ్ ది పర్సన్ హూ నోస్ వాట్ దీస్ పీపుల్ వాంట్ అండ్ పాసెస్ ఇట్ ఆన్ వాట్ హీ గాట్ ఫ్రమ్ హిజ్ గురు. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ట్రెడిషన్. యూ విల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ ఇట్ ఎ లిటిల్ మోర్ డీటెయిల్ in the next class. Acharya kulat vedam adhitya yatha vidhanam guruho karmathisheshena avisamavrutya kutumbe shuchaudeshe swadhyayam adhiyano dharmikan vidathat atmani sarveendriyani sampratishtapya ahimsan sarvabhutani anyatra tirthebhyah sa khalvem vartayan yavat ayusham brahmalokam avisampadyate nacha punaravartate nachira punaravartate iti. There is only one mantra in this last also. What he means is, having learned from the guru, come back, become a householder. For most of people, become a householder. Having become a householder, what you should do? Vedam adhitya vedam anuchya acharyo ante vashinam anushasti. Having taught the essence of the Vedas, everything, acharya kulat, having learned, yatha vidhanam, and following whatever has been taught to them, this disciple or disciples, guru, from the guru, and the guru who belongs to acharya kula, that means teacher, student, sampradaya, tradition, not an isolated being. Karmati seshena, that is, he must go on practicing what the guru taught, how to live a householder's life, what is satya na pramaditavyam, kushala na pramaditavyam, bhutyai na pravaditavyam, satyam vada, dharmam chara, svadhyayanma pramadaha, and matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava, acharya devo bhava, atithi devo. All these things, karmati seshena, having practiced to the best of his knowledge, avisamavrutya means having returned from the teacher's house, kutumbe, then having become a householder, shuchavdeshe, then every day keeping himself pure, swadhyayam adhiyanaha, swadhyayan ma pramadaha, dharmikan idadhat atmani. Until now, this is an indication of grihastashrama. Do virtuous actions, dharmika, vidadat atmani. Slowly turn your mind towards God, atmani, towards one's own self, Brahman. Up till now, kutumba. Then grihastha. Then slowly you retire in the third stage. Enter into the third stage. Sarveendriyani sampratishtha. So you try to control all your body, your body, your mind, everything, your desires, become pure and purer and purest. Then this is called the lakshana, characteristic of the third stage of life, which is called vanaprastha, what is called turning all our energy inwards. Then ahimsan sarvabhutani anyatra tirthebhyaha. Ahimsan, practicing ahimsa, not injuring any of the creature. Why? Because by that time, this indicates sannyasa life, by that time he understood everything is nothing but Brahman. If I hurt somebody, I am hurting myself. So therefore, ahimsa. Only thing we have to note, this non-injury is to be practiced by the students, by the householders, by the vanaprasthins, by the sannyasins, whole life, life after life. And if somebody follows the teachings of the teacher and without any deviation practices it, sakhalu evam vartayan, practicing, living that kind of, how long? Yavadayusham, until the last breath departs from him. What happens as a result? Brahmalokam avisampadyate. Attains that realization, I am Brahman. Sacha nacha punaravartate, nacha punarav. Such a person is not going to be reborn. Such a person is not going to be reborn. This is repetition, as we said, is indication that this, what is called in the 8th chapter, the 15th section is over, 8th chapter is over, and there are beautiful points. In brief, we will discuss about them in next class tomorrow. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohar Mohoho. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.